coming up to 24 past four. Now, it's no secret that Australia and China aren't on the best of terms at the moment. But the federal government was left furious after New Zealand's trade minister suggested Australia should mend ties with China by showing them more respect. Now, it comes after New Zealand and China recently signed an updated free trade agreement. So what can Australia learn from our friends across the ditch? Or what is New Zealand doing that's different from what we're doing? Now, Leonie McKeon is a China negotiations expert, and she joins me on the line now. Leonie, thanks for being on 4BC Drive.
Very nice to be here.
Now, we heard then from New Zealand saying we should be showing China more respect, and Australia didn't really take that favourably. And as I see the reports as they're coming through, one of the arguments being put forward is that China hasn't really raised concerns as strongly as Australia has on China's record in terms of their human rights record, on terms of the questioning about the origins of coronavirus. Is that why New Zealand is doing better than us at the moment in terms of trade?
Well, if we compare the two countries, okay, Australia was quite outspoken, very publicly outspoken, especially for the COVID-19 inquiry. And that seemed to cause a huge loss of face for China. And that is a concept that is very embedded in Chinese culture. When you cause loss of face, it really is very detrimental to a relationship. So the government have been quite outspoken about several things, and I think this obviously has been the problem, whereas New Zealand has sat back, they've been quieter, they haven't been as outspoken. So there are, you know, I mean, there are several things that we need to learn, I think, before we start to be able to redo this relationship. One of the things is understand how face works, losing, gaining, giving. We don't have this in Western culture, so we need to learn the sensitivities of this in Chinese culture.
When I look at this, Leonie, but I've spoken to Dan Tien, the new trade minister, and previously spoke to Simon Birmingham about that, and you've heard Scott Morrison talk about it as well, that he says, look, fair enough in terms of that China may not like us addressing issues about, say, human rights or questioning about the origins of coronavirus, but we won't trade off our principles for a trade agreement.
Sure. However, it's how we're doing it. It is not what we're saying. It's how we're saying it.
In what way?
Well, publicly, outwardly, talking about the inquiry into the coronavirus origin. So there's nothing wrong with an inquiry. In fact, we needed to do that. But it was publicly announced. And that was the difference. So it's not what we're saying, it's how we're saying it. That's the difference. We can stick by what we want, our ethics. However, it's how we're doing things.
Well, in terms of where we go here, from here mm-hmm. now, how do you think China will continue to look on Australia over the next, say, 12 months, if there isn't some sort of change in language from Australia?
Okay. We need to do more than change in language. We need to change our behaviour. That's what we need to change.
In what way?
Well, okay, there's three things that we need to understand. We need to understand face, as I've just discussed. We need to understand a concept called Guanxi, G-O-A-N-X-I, which means relationship, okay? And that is something that all Chinese people strive for and encompasses in their culture. The third thing is we need to understand how China negotiates. Chinese people are extremely good negotiators. They have a concept in Chinese culture called the 36 Chinese strategies, derived from the art of war. They're 2,500 years old. Every Chinese person knows these. Now, these issues we need to learn before we communicate with China. We need to learn how to communicate with China. So it's not what we're doing, it's how we're doing it. It's like getting onto a tennis court, picking up the racket, but not being able to hit the ball over the net.
All right, Leonie McKeon, I appreciate you being on 4BC Drive this afternoon, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. That was Leonie McKeon, who's a China negotiation expert. Yeah, I reckon maybe the language needs to change, maybe the strategy needs to change, but I think I have to agree with the Prime Minister. There's no way ever we should be selling out our principles, being quiet in terms of maybe human rights or asking those kind of sensible questions about what was the origin of coronavirus. Better for us to take on China rather than just to kowtow. And I reckon that's what New Zealand might be doing at the moment. You're Scott Emerson on 4BC Drive.